Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we're going to have another chat about the imminent death of the British Conservatives as a governing and indeed political force. This is coming like a train down the tracks. Everyone can see it apart from the Conservative leadership at any rate, and some of the pundits who seem to think things can be solved. Now, this is all driven by some new stats that have come out, a new electoral voting statistics. And basically, they are devastating, absolutely devastating on for the Tories. 50% of people are going to vote, say they will vote Labour at the next election. 21% will vote for the Conservatives. Only about 4 in 10 of the people who voted for Boris Johnson in 2019 plan to vote Conservative now. So 6 out of 10 have abandoned the party. And then you get on the issues. Just let's talk through the issues, because this is scary stuff as well. On the economy, the most pressing issue facing voters. Well, let's ask people, who do they trust to manage the economy? Well, once you take out the undecided, 32% say Keir Starmer and Labour, and only 16% say Sunak and the Conservatives. So almost twice as many people trusting Labour on the economy, which is laughable, than the Conservatives. Now, yes, we do know that, by the way, just in case anyone thinks otherwise, I know that Labour will wreck the economy. Of course, I understand that. I'm just saying that the electorate trust them more than the Conservatives. So that's on the single biggest issue facing voters. And that's why the Tories are screwed. But it gets worse. Levelling up, which is another signature policy from 2019. When the question is asked, how confident are voters of the government levelling up Britain? Well, 1% say they are completely confident. More than 6 in 10 workers and northerners have no confidence at all in levelling up. So the Tories destroyed in that. Let's talk about immigration, because this is a big one, isn't it? So whilst the share of voters who think the government has lost control of British borders is down in November from nearly 60% to only 49%, only 14% think it is control. And more than two-thirds of Conservative voters, 67%, think that the government has lost control of borders. It's devastating. And finally, let's talk about Rishi Sunak, the beloved Prime Minister, his ratings. Well, the percentage of voters who think favourably of him is down to 24%, whilst 48% have an unfavourable view. So less than half of his own voters think favourably of the Prime Minister, and only 18% of working class voters do. So, in summary, when you look at all this together, it's clear, my friends, the Tories are going to be wiped out in 2024, next year, when there is the general election. They are heading 100 miles an hour for the buffers. All the stuff that you read in the media about, oh, well, maybe the budget can turn it around, or maybe we'll bring back Boris. No, it won't save them. People need to understand this. They're doomed. Now, I believe that the last Conservative government ended in 1990, so none of this surprises me. We've been living with these obscene pretend Conservative governments under David Cameron, under Theresa May, under Boris Johnson, under Rishi Sunak, and finally, they're going to get their comeuppance. And if you recall, before all of this, we had Tony Blair in power for a decade, when he went about the destruction of the United Kingdom. And before Tony Blair, we had John Major, who was utterly useless. The last decent Conservative leader, in my view, was Margaret Thatcher. And they got rid of her. And why did they get rid of her? Because of her views over the European Union. That's why they got rid of Thatcher. Oh, I know Thatcher was far from perfect, so don't come at me. I understand she had her weak spots, but we all do. She was nonetheless, as far as I can see, pretty much an authentic Conservative, economically speaking, at any rate, even if there's other things, as I said, didn't agree with it, she did. But 1990 is a long time ago. Possibly a lot of people listening to this maybe aren't even born in 1990. So what I'm saying is that these the Uni Party, which we now have, which fluctuates between Conservative and Labour, but it's always the same, with a little bit of controlled opposition in the form of the Reform Party thrown in. These people just offer you continued decline, decreasing freedom, limited rights. This is what is on offer. And so when the Tories are removed, you're going to find in next year, you're going to find the Labour Party will come in. Sir Keir Starmer will come in amidst a fanfare. The media will be very, very, very nice and will not ask any awkward questions for the first couple of years. And then, of course, all the chaos will kick in. We know that. We know the kick in. We know Starmer will economically, he'll devastate the country. We know that Starmer, and that will probably enable him to bring in his climate lockdowns and so on and so forth. We know he'll try and get us back into the European Union. We know all these things. But what I'm saying is, so would the Tories if you gave them enough time. And that's the point. The death of the Conservatives in 2024 is richly overdue. They will lose hundreds of MPs. And I think there's a recognition of that at Westminster. Now, the scale of the loss, we can argue about, but it's going to be monumental. It is going to be monumental. They will be out of office for probably a generation, and they probably deserve it. The problem is the country is going to suffer enormously. But it's as much the fault of the Tories as it is Labour, insofar as they had a chance to govern us decently, to govern as Conservatives, but they completely ignored that, and they just simply did the bidding of their globalist masters. So roll on 2024 and let the carnage begin. Thanks for listening.